B1049, a Tuesday morning, time for our pet tip of the week, and it's brought to us by the Amherst Veterinary Hospital. They're at 313 County Road, Double K in Amherst, and you can find them online at amherstvet.com. And Wisconsin's pet lady, Dolores, is on the phone line. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. And this you want to talk about dehydration with our pets. And, you know, I think about it more in the summertime, but you did mention it happens in the winter, too.
You know, it happens in the winter a lot because people don't realize that, you know, during the winter we have our heat going.
Yeah.
You know, and what does heat do? You know, it dehydrates everything in your house, mm-hmm. you know. And if your pets are not drinking enough water or if there's not enough water available, they start getting dehydrated too. Always have fresh water available. I have about 3 bowls of water out because I have cats and dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I always keep fresh water every morning. That's my routine, you know, fresh water in the bowl. So always put that around, you know, if you have humidifiers, those do help. But still, you know, even as people age and animals age, you start dehydrating easier.
Mm.
What is good for you is good for your animals. If you have cats, a lot of times some cats might be a little finicky about not drinking enough water. And if they are getting just a little dehydrated, I would mix some tuna water in the regular water or some chicken stock or anything in the water to make it a more appealing to them.
Oh.
So this way they will drink more. Or even your dog. A lot of times, you know, the dogs are like, this smells pretty good if you got, you know, chicken juice in there or something like that. If your cats or your dogs canned food, mix a little bit of water in there, you know, because this way they're getting enough of moisture. Canned food has moisture in it, but this way you just get just a little bit more for them. This happens a lot in cats and elderly dogs sometimes. You know, if they're drinking way too much water profusely and then eliminating a lot, I would take your vet, your dog or your cat, I should say, to your veterinarian, like Amherst Veterinary Hospital. This might be a problem for them with their kidneys and all too. So always keep an eye out on your pets, you know, if they're drinking too much or eliminating way too much, you know, a lot more often than normal.
Mm.
You know, always have them checked out. And if you're traveling, let's think about bringing fresh water for your pets, you know, in the car. Because whenever you stop somewhere, they might not have good fresh water available.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of times people are like, oh, there's a pond there or a river. Well, that might not be really good and healthy for your pets. So I would always keep fresh water with you.
Yeah, and you don't realize it's kind of stressful on the pets, so they tend to drink a little more water when they're in the vehicles with you, too.
They really do.
Yeah,
yeah they really do. What, and again, whether it be hot summer or winter and everything, mm-hmm. especially cats, they get very stressed, or certain dogs get very stressed in the car.
Right.
You know, so again, you want to keep some fresh water available for your pet.
Yeah, some great tips. Water, water, water. You got to think of that.
Yep, we can't live without it.
That's right. That is right. Well, thank you, Dolores, and we'll talk to you again next week for our pet tip.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, TK, and thank you, Amherst Veterinary Hospital.